This is Senator Al Simpson. The Cold War might be over, but in an irresponsible move, the West may be making it easier for the Third World to build the bomb. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I think it's just great stuff that the wall between East and West has crumbled. But in our earnest eagerness to open it up, the U.S. made a serious blunder. On July 1st, export controls over sensitive technology, the kind that goes into nuclear hardware, were lifted. Now any nation hell-bent on building the bomb can purchase over-the-counter nuclear triggers, plasma torches, or high-speed oscilloscopes. What just a few months ago was illegal to export from NATO countries can now be shipped by the metric ton to Eastern Europe and from there to any dark corner of the world. Ted, in our headlong rush for peace, let's make certain we don't sow the seeds of our own destruction. We should still be wary.
Amen, Al. The nuclear club's too big already. It's preposterous to relax restrictions on exports of high-technology materials and devices that make it easier for more nations to go nuclear. The new breezes of freedom sweeping through Europe and other corners of the world are no excuse for relaxing our guard. As arms control proceeds with Moscow, let's give more priority to halting the spread of nuclear weapons and impose effective international sanctions against any country that refuses to go along with reasonable controls. Almost any regional conflict could suddenly become a nuclear flashpoint. The key to preventing any such catastrophe is to make the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty of 1968 work. Throughout the years of the escalating U.S.-Soviet nuclear arms race, we paid lip service to the treaty, but gave it low priority. Now that the Cold War has ended, President Bush ought to start giving that all-important treaty the high priority it deserves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.